the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. The story of the baptism of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is a life-changing gospel. And yet sometimes what happens is that we rush through the experience and lose what were termed by some as the golden nuggets of the experience. So let me try to unpack that a little bit for you today. We know that John and Jesus are cousins, that they have grown up together, they know each other well, and yet on this particular day, things are tossed into chaos. John is in the middle of baptizing hundreds, if not thousands, of people for what he describes as the repentance of sin, that opportunity to go from one direction to a new direction, a new opportunity and a new experience in a faith journey. And in the middle of all that, Jesus shows up, and John basically says to him, "I'm not worthy to do this baptism." And Jesus said, "You thought it was a question. God has spoken. Do the baptism." And then everything changes, and that's the point we tend to miss. We ask questions like, why would Jesus show up for a baptism of repentance? He didn't. He showed up in alignment with the people and open to God's move of the Spirit. And he shows up in the midst of this, and he is baptized, and the sky splits open, and the dove descends as the Spirit, and everything changes about this baptism. Everything. It's no longer for him a baptism for the repentance of sin. It is an adoption by God, an anointing, a consecration, a blessing, all tied together, and there is a love language between the Father and the Son as the sky splits open and the dove descends and God speaks. "This is my firstborn Son with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Everything changes. And Jesus realizes in the power of the moment that there is a mission that has been laid on him that will take him into the desert for a time of discernment. When we find ourselves in wilderness experiences in life, that isn't pure bad. Sometimes we need that time to discern God's call in our life, no matter what that might be for. Jesus has that extraordinary experience where the sky splits open. Do you know, I think in some dramatic films you might have seen the clouds slowly moving across the sky and the dove kind of floating down. That's not how it's described in Scripture. The sky splits and the veil between heaven and earth is gone. And the glimpse of the kingdom is revealed. Is that not what you and I hope for on a regular basis? The splitting of the distance between us and God. That intimate connection where we hear God's voice in our lives as God speaks to us with a renewed mission, a new call, an expectation and anticipation of being able to share the kingdom of God in real time with the people around us. You heard in the announcement from the outreach committee today, those glimpses that this congregation has on a regular basis to share the kingdom with the people outside of these four walls through the outreach and the missions that you do as a congregation. But even more, there is the one-to-one between you and the Savior, where that sky splits open for you where God speaks to you, where you feel the power of the Holy Spirit guiding and directing your life in a new direction. It is a powerful and life-changing moment as Christ is called as Lord and Savior. And it is a powerful moment for each and every one of you as God reaches into your experiences and lifts you up to new awarenesses and new insights and new avenues. These moments can be yours for the taking if you're willing to connect with Christ in prayer on a constant, nonstop, never giving up experience. Now, it's important for you to know that this was not the only time that this was ever spoken of, this splitting of the sky. It was predicted in Isaiah. And then it happened again at the crucifixion of Christ. As you know, in the temple, the curtain split from top to bottom, where the baptism was a reflection of love between Christ and God. At the crucifixion, it was the symbol of the sadness, the loneliness between God and Christ. Remember Jesus' words, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? A profoundly human reaction to an extraordinarily painful moment. As we focus today on the baptism of our Lord, we have the opportunity to once again renew our spirit in our service to Christ, in our service to each other, in our service to those beyond these four walls, to once again say, I give myself anew to that calling. And so, I want to invite you to turn to your bulletin. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks, Almighty God and Father, for by the gift of water, you nourish and sustain all living things.
Blessed be God forever.
We give you thanks that through the waters of the Red Sea, you led your people out of slavery to freedom in the Promised Land.
Blessed be God forever.
We give you thanks for sending your son Jesus. For us, he was baptized by John in the River Jordan. For us, he was anointed as Christ by your Holy Spirit. For us, he suffered the baptism of his own death and resurrection, setting us free from the bondage of sin and death and opening to us the joy and freedom of everlasting life. We give you thanks for your Holy Spirit who teaches us and leads us into all truth, filling us with his gifts so that we might proclaim the gospel to all nations and serve you as a royal priesthood.
Blessed be God forever.
We give you thanks for you have called us to new life through the waters of baptism. Now, sanctify this water that your servants who are washed in it may be made one with Christ in his death and resurrection, to be cleansed and delivered from all sin. Anoint us with your Holy Spirit and give us to new birth in the family of your church, that we may become inheritors of your glorious kingdom. We give you praise and honor and worship through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Blessed are you, our strength and song, and our salvation.
Let us commit ourselves to Christ and renew our baptismal covenant. I invite you to stand. My dear friends in Christ, do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God, all Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in God the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of the bread, and in the prayers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive to safeguard the integrity of God's creation and respect, sustain, and renew the life of the earth?
I will, with God's help.
I invite you to be seated for a moment. May our Heavenly Father renew your baptismal covenant, granting you his peace and his love, his mercy and his grace. May he renew the Holy Spirit in all that you say and do, today and forevermore. Amen.